and this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. It is Friday morning, June the 20th.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
In Chicago this morning from the CME Group, futures are lower in the corn and the soybean pits. Soybean leading the market down. July down 12.5 cents. November is currently trading 7.25 cents lower. July corn down a penny and December up a quarter. And the wheat futures are down 3 cents at this hour. Livestock futures are a bit higher, up 70 cents in the feeder cattle, 45 cents in the live cattle, and lean hogs are 67.5 cents higher for the morning. A quick look at the news shows that a hearing yesterday on the proposed Waters of the United States rule led to some bipartisan attacks on the controversial rule, as legislation was introduced by some 30 Republican senators specifically to block the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers from finalizing that rule. EPA and the Corps proposed in March to change the way agencies define navigable waters of the U.S. under the Clean Water Act. Well, the national average basis for corn unchanged now at 20 cents under the July futures, while the DTN National Corn Index up 9 cents overnight at $4.30 a bushel. The national average basis for soybeans down a penny at 28 cents over the August contract, and the National Soybean Index was up 11 cents, that at $13.97 per bushel. Let's check in on the weather forecast, and Drew Lerner has this.
Today's forecast for the Midwest continues to be about the same as that of yesterday. We're going to continue to deal with some showers and thunderstorms that will occur periodically as we move forward through the weekend and into next week. The frequency of the precipitation will still be high enough in quite a few areas that some expansion of flood potentials will occur across some areas in Iowa and some immediate neighboring states like Minnesota and Wisconsin, maybe even eastern Nebraska possibly. The flooding that's underway this morning is significant where it's certainly is occurring, and it's easy to make the situation to be more serious than it is. Certainly in southern Minnesota, that is probably the largest area that has a lot of water in fields. Many other areas are experiencing the flooding, mostly in rivers and streams and the immediate neighboring valleys, and I think a lot of that is getting blown out of proportion a little bit. But with that said, I certainly do know that there are some significant areas of flood that are underway in key crop areas, but it's a relatively small portion of the overall Western Corn Belt, and a continued cautious approach to this situation is warranted until we get a better handle on just how much acreage is in trouble at the moment. The forecast is going to allow for some of that troubled acreage to increase just a little bit here over this weekend, but as we get into the middle to latter part of next week, I think there's a much better chance we'll see less frequent and less significant rainfall, and temperatures will be warmer, and that will likely translate into a better environment for crops to develop in, and for those areas that have the excess moisture, we'll get a chance to start drying down somewhat. So the pattern is not something that's going to lock in like a 1993 situation where flooding becomes widespread and progressively worse as we move through the summer. That is not likely to occur. In the meantime, I think most everybody else in the Midwest is in a very good position, seeing a good mix of rain and sunshine and good soil moisture along with it, and also temperatures that are seasonable to slightly warmer than normal. And all of this is going to continue to promote aggressive crop development across a big part of the region. In the next 7 days is going to offer no real good reason for a serious change in the scenario. We do expect a ridge of high pressure to build up as we move forward into the early days of July, but the ridge is going to be progressive. It's not going to just develop over the Midwest and set there. Most likely, it's going to find home over the Rocky Mountain region or over the High Plains region most often in early July, and that will create somewhat of a northwest flow aloft across the Midwest, and that will promote additional showers and thunderstorms and periods of both warm and cool weather. When the ridge is over the heart of the Midwest, however, we can expect to see a more steady rate of drying across the region, and crop development will likely respond to those environments relatively well, with some aggressive growth and development expected. The topsoil will firm up during those drier and warmer days. Our specific temperature forecast for the Midwest is for temperatures to be mostly in the 80s on a frequent basis over the next full week. We'll see some 70s every once in a while across the north, and we'll also see a few lower 90s in the far south. Low temperatures at night are going to run mostly in the 50s and 60s across the northernmost parts of the region, while everybody else will be 60s and lower 70s.
Our thanks, of course, to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the growing region's weather forecast.
Lernard Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Lernard Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Let's check now what happened in the overnight trade and the expectations for this Friday with Bill Mayer. He's at Strategic Farm Marketing right here in Champaign County. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, let's discuss what's been happening, because there was a bit of a break in the soybeans. They're now, what, down 10 and 3 quarters in the July at $14.10, the November at $12.21.5, off 5 and 3 quarters for the morning.
Yeah, I think we've kind of found some support. We're just kind of in a back-and-forth trading mode, you know, trending lower as we go. I guess my question probably on soybeans, and kind of is on corn the same way, but you have some resistance up there around 1230. You have some resistance around 1250 on November beans. If you're looking to make sales, do you go ahead and just do it in this area, you know, up in that 1225 to 1230 area? Or do you try to wait for that 1250? And I think that all depends, of course, on how many sales you have at this point.
Yeah, so what's kind of the dividing line for percentage on sales for you on that one?
Well, I guess I think if a guy's, you know, a third to half done, I think you can be a little bit patient here and maybe see if we can get a little short covering rally going into the end of the month reports. If you're not up to that point, I think you probably need to get there.
I take it that you have a similar spot in the corn, possibly, although corn's not nearly as high-priced, relatively speaking, as soybeans at this time, the July, by the way. Down 3 quarters at $4.49 3/4, December at $4.48. That's up a half cent. Got some places producers might consider?
I think if you look at resistance areas, you're looking at $4.60. You know, whether we can get there or not, I'm not sure. It's really just hard to see. We're concentrating on supply. We do have some, you know, if you look at the profitability on the livestock side, if you look at the profitability on the ethanol side, you could make an argument that you might see some surprises on the demand side, you know, coming out with the stocks at the end of the month. But that's right now the market's focused on the supply side and on the weather, and it just, you know, long range weather really looks pretty benign and doesn't really show any necessarily any potential problems out there.
Now, I did see one comment that suggested the wet weather can be discounted now, that had been put into the marketplace this week. And Drew Lerner, in our weather forecast for this opening market report, told us not to worry so much about that as well. Are you of the same mind?
Yeah, I mean, the market just doesn't rally on wet weather, too wet a weather. I mean, you can look back at some pretty severe years going all the way back to 93, and you really didn't rally the market till October. So it's, I think, you know, it's not to make light of the severe storms that some areas have gotten, but overall, I think, you know, wet weather is good for the production side of it.
Wheat is in the midst of harvest for both the hard red and eventually the soft red winter wheat. Usually that's a time for lower prices. Anything new there?
No, I think we started out this week, you know, in some of that western, southwestern part of the belt. You know, we had some pretty poor yields coming in, you know, getting reported. But as they've moved across the belt, I think, you know, the yields have been getting better, and we probably had some short covering, you know, that were, you know, some shorts were getting forced out of the market there at some awfully low levels on wheat. But I think it's harvest time. It's really going to be kind of hard to get the market to rally here in the middle of harvest.
And finally, cattle on feed report is due out at, 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah.
What's the expectation?
Looking for 99%, I think. Basically, they're looking for less on feed. Marketing's at 95% last year, and placements at 96%, so continued, less cattle on hand, and probably supporting prices.
I'll talk with you again this afternoon at 2:36 during Commodity Week today.
Yep.
Thanks so
okay.
much.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
Yep, Bill Mayer is with Strategic Farm Marketing. He'll join us on Commodity Week along with Kurt Kimmel and Dwayne Nelson, our guest, Ed Ossett, this afternoon. That airs at 2:36, immediately following the closing market report, right here on WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at willag.org or for all of our stations, willil.illinois.edu. It is the top of the hour, 9 o'clock. In the Central Time Zone.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Now here's the way the numbers are trading in Chicago. July soft red winter wheat at $5.89¾, down 3¾. July corn at $4.49, a penny and a half lower. December at $4.47½, unchanged. July beans at $14.10, down 10¾. November at $12.22, 5¼ lower. Bean meal down $2.80, bean oil 16 lower. Live cattle in the August at $147.57½, up a dime. The feeders in the August at $208.20, 65 cents higher, and lean hogs at $128.70. That's currently trading 65 cents higher on the last tick for the afternoon. I'll be back in just about 10 minutes till the hour when we'll take another complete look at the agricultural trade in Chicago. I'm Todd Gleason.